This goes to Dr. O, D like David, U, G like golf, B like boy, E, S like Sam, A, N, fax 989-629-8145. Regarding Susan, last name Takens, it's T like Tom, A, E, C, K, E, N like November, S. Date of birth was 4/19 of 1948. Dear Dr. O, and spell that out, that O-D-U-G-B-E-S-A-N. I guess that's it. This is a consultation for Susan, who was sent for evaluation of worsening creatinine starting in January of 2026. Previous creatinine levels were 0.98, 0.99 in 2024 and 2025. Just 60 estimated GFR and 59. Then in January of this year, 2026, creatinine jumped to 1.31 with estimated GFR of 42. And a consultation was initiated at that time. And the patient had some difficulty with transportation, and so she's here today in June for the evaluation and for elevated creatinine levels. She does have a long history of multiple sclerosis. Today she's in a wheelchair. She doesn't drive. There's no treatment that's available at her current state of disease process with the multiple sclerosis. The worst problems she gets are a lot of muscle cramping and uncontrolled muscle contractions. And certain medications tend to make those worse, she believes. She has had very, very high blood pressure for many years. Home blood pressure ranges between 140s up to 160s and 70s to 90 when checked. And no current headaches or dizziness, no recent falls, no chest pain or palpitations, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. She does have edema of the lower extremities that is stable, and it generally improves when she elevates her legs. Diuretics, which have been used for blood pressure control, generally cause a lot of muscle cramping and pain, so she does not take them on a regular basis, even when they are prescribed for high blood pressure. She's had no recent weight loss or gain, she does have a history of right breast carcinoma also, without recurrence. Past medical history is significant for longstanding hypertension, hyperlipidemia, multiple sclerosis, right breast carcinoma, chronic low back pain, restless leg syndrome, chronic fatigue. She does have a history of pericardial effusion for several years that is stable. And it's F like Frank, U, C, H, apostrophe S, disease. Past surgical history, she had cataract lens implants and also bilateral cornea replacement as treatment of the FUCH's disease. And she's had a right mastectomy. She's had colonoscopies and a total abdominal hysterectomy. Social history, she does not smoke cigarettes and never has. She does not use alcohol or illicit drugs. She is a widow, and she is retired. Family history is significant is positive for asthma, diabetes, lung cancer, stroke, uncontrolled hypertension, and her mother had surgery to have one kidney removed. The patient's not sure, doesn't believe it's cancer, but something required a kidney to be removed. Review of systems as stated above. Drug allergies. She has no known drug allergies. Medications. She's supposed to be taking Crestor 5 milligram 3 times a week. She did stop taking that due to severe muscle spasms and pain. She'll be reviewing that with you soon to see if there are some other alternatives that could be used. Trazodone is 50 milligram at bedtime. Metoprolol tartrate 100 milligram twice a day. Mirapex 0.125 milligram daily for restless legs. Lisinopril is 40 milligram at bedtime. Farxiga, F-A-R-X-I-G-A, is 10 milligram daily. And the patient stopped using the chlorthalidone 25 milligram daily due to muscle spasms and cramping and feeling too dehydrated, she stated. Physical exam, height is 60 inches, weight 143 pounds, pulse 74, blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 180 over 90. Tympanic membranes and canals are clear. Pharynx is clear, midline uvula, neck is supple without jugular venous distension and no carotid bruises. Lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. Heart is regular, somewhat distant sounds, no murmur or rub. Abdomen is soft, non-tender, no palpable masses, no ascites. Extremities, she does have one plus edema of bilateral ankles, no ulcerations or lesions are noted. In labs and diagnostic studies, most recent lab studies, the patient actually had labs repeated today, and the creatinine had improved from 1.31 back to 1.0. But estimated GFR is still 58, so not entirely normal. Her calcium is 9.8, albumin 4.4, phosphorus 4.0. Electrolytes are normal with a potassium of 4.3. Magnesium was 2.2. Pro-BNP elevated at 1870. And hemoglobin is 14.5 with a normal white count, normal platelet levels. And labs from 127.26, microalbumin to creatinine ratio is elevated at 97. Urinalysis is negative for blood, negative for protein. Intact parathyroid hormone 41.3. She had ultrasound of kidney and bladder. That was done 2/17/26. Right kidney was very atrophic at 7.4 centimeters in length. No masses, cysts, or stones. Left kidney was not visualized. And the bladder appeared to have some debris in it. And her last echocardiogram, transthoracic, was done 2/17/26. It shows grade 2 diastolic dysfunction with some elevated left atrial pressure. A small loculated pericardial effusion was still present without any tamponade physiology. And she had mildly elevated pulmonary artery systolic pressure. Ejection fraction was 68%. Assessment and plan. One, are elevated creatinine levels, most likely stage 3A, chronic kidney disease. We'd like to get a better look at the kidneys, just determine whether the size of the kidneys impacts kidney function. We are going to schedule her for a CT scan of the abdomen and pelvis. The kidney stone protocol will be used without any contrast. We'll evaluate whether she has two kidneys and the size of the left kidney, if possible, as well as if excessive urine is in the bladder when we do the CT scan. And after that test returns, we may schedule her for a renal artery Doppler study, especially if both kidneys appear small. And due to her very high blood pressure, which has been chronic. And she will try to follow a low-salt diet. She'll avoid the use of oral nonsteroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, and she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 2 to 3 months. Now, the patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.